Moderation process is really just billiard ball mechanics, scattering. If you've ever played billiards, you know that if you want to slow down an object, you want to hit that object against something which is about the same size. If you take a billiard ball and bounce it off a wall, it literally will bounce. There's not very much energy transfer to the wall itself, or the wall gives it all back. If you were to take your billiard ball and strike it, push it into another cue ball of the same size, if you hit it dead on, you can get 100% energy transfer. So that's the principle we're looking for here. So something that exists in nature and is fairly readily available is hydrogen, and it's the same size as a neutron. So if you can get those to interact, you can get complete energy transfer, and you could thermalize a neutron in one collision, which would be pretty neat. Hydrogen exists in a popular form, nice and condensed, and that's water. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, water does tend to absorb a fair number of neutrons. So one sort of approach is to add a neutron to the hydrogen so that it's already got a fair complement of neutrons in the nucleus and it doesn't want to absorb another one. That's called heavy water. We don't actually add the neutron. What we do, since it occurs in nature, we distill ordinary water or provide some sort of a distillation process, a chemical tower process, usually involving hydrogen sulfide, to pull out or to get rid of, if you wish, the ordinary water and enrich the water with D2O. And the heavy water that we use in reactors is almost pure D2O, about 99.75%. Very small amount of ordinary water left in that. As you might expect, that can be expensive. Its current price is probably of the order of $200-$300 a kilogram, but those prices are going down with improvements in processes. Yes, that can be fairly expensive to do, but on the other hand, it's not something that gets used up. You might have to clean it up and keep it upgraded, but once you're finished with one reactor, you can take it out and use it in the next reactor. You can amortize the cost over quite a period. On the other hand, it's also very expensive to remove the uranium-238 from natural uranium to produce enriched uranium, so that's a very costly process. And you do lose that as you burn the fuel up, so it's not something that you can carry forward from reactor to reactor, although it has to be said that even though you put fuel in a reactor and use it, only a small percentage of the fuel is actually used on each pass. There are a sufficient number of poisons, things which absorb neutrons, fair amount of just mechanical damage to the fuel itself. Now it's all contained in a sheath so you don't see it, but there is a limited life that you can push fuel through at any one time without taking it out and cleaning it up so that you can use it again. At the moment, it's not worth it from a cost point of view to really clean the fuel up and reuse it, so we tend to store it. But it is a tremendous resource for future fuel. So what we want in a good moderator is high scattering cross-section, so in other words, a high probability that you would actually interact with the neutron. We don't want to absorb the neutron, so we want a low absorption cross-section, high scattering, low absorption, and we want to have good energy transfer. So when you look at all the possibilities, some possibilities include carbon, graphite, ordinary water, heavy water. Heavy water turns out to be by far the best moderator, but it's not the cheapest. So there you go. Life is a compromise.